And then the room at the top of the house under the roof. It might not be a finished room, but just a space for storing things in usually.
Attic.
Mm-hmm. And a little room off the kitchen for storing canned goods.
Pantry.
Okay. What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
And if you kept all these things in a room, what would you call it?
The junk room.
Okay. Speaking of the daily housework, what would you say a woman does every day?
Cooks 3 meals, dusts and sweeps, mm-hmm. and back in those days, take up ashes.
Mm.
See that there was coal brought in as well as wood, and probably wash and iron.
Uh-huh.
Now, I grew up, as I say, my mother did not like housekeeping, and she was forever doing something else to have enough money so that she didn't have to keep house, and we have a servant all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a washwoman up until just 2 years ago, mm-hmm. when I bought a washing machine and dryer myself.
Oh, were these black servants?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do you sweep with?
Broom.
And if the broom, I don't have a door so I can't point properly, if the broom were sitting in a corner and then the door were open so that you couldn't see the broom and I said, where's the broom? You'd say the broom is?
Behind the door.
Yeah, okay. Good, it's awfully hard to explain. It's just to see whether you say behind or in back of.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only point there. And, well, you used to be years ago on Mondays women did their
washing.
And on Tuesdays they might do their
ironing.
Okay. Do you have a term for washing and ironing together?
No, not as far as I know of, just washing and ironing.
What do you call the building where you would take your washing to be done professionally?
Well, we call them washaterials.
Well, I mean, when somebody did it for you.
Well, they did it in their own homes.
Oh.
Back then, they had just an iron that you heated on the fire. Of course, in the last few years, they all used washing machines and electric iron.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, now some places had something they called a washroom, but the washroom could well be where they took their bath.
Yeah. For washroom, I would think a place where you go to wash your
hands. Mm-hmm, that's right.
Hmm.
Now, we always, all fall in several houses, had a shelf on the back porch that there was always a wash pan and a pitcher of water or a bucket of water and a towel and soap and so forth. And anyone who was coming in, like my father, the few years he farmed in later life, he would come in from the fields.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped there and washed up before he came in.
That's nice, huh? Well, if you were in town, you might take your clothes to the dry cleaners, or if it was just for washing them, you'd call it the...
Well, now that is so new. That's not, that's really a recent thing.
What I'm trying to get you to say is laundry.
Laundry,
You use that term?
Very little in the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very little.
Some people say the laundry to mean the washing and ironing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see, to get from the first floor to the second floor in a house, you'd go up the...
Stairs.
But outside, to go from the ground floor up to the porch, you'd go up the...
Fire escape.
Well, from just
to the porch. Just the steps.
Yeah, okay, so stairs inside and steps
mm-hmm.
outside.
Mm-hmm.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you would tell me to?
Shut the door.
All right. And what do you call boards outside the house that lap over each other?
Weatherboarding.
Okay.